Picture a simple tower building competition. Kindergartners versus business school students. Surprisingly, the 5-year-olds consistently win. While MBA students waste precious minutes establishing hierarchy and competing for status, kindergartners simply dive in, working shoulder to shoulder, experimenting freely, and helping each other without ego. This observation unlocks the central mystery of group performance. Success isn't about individual talent, but about how people interact. Through years studying elite units from Navy SEALs to championship sports teams to world-class restaurants, Daniel Coyle discovered that extraordinary group performance isn't magic. It's a specific set of skills anyone can learn. The Culture Code has become required reading for organizations worldwide, with leaders from Microsoft's Satya Nadella to NBA championship coaches applying its principles. What makes these insights so powerful is that they provide a practical roadmap for creating that magic in any group, revealing the invisible forces that transform ordinary teams into exceptional ones. Psychological safety is the key to high-performing cultures. Google's Project Aristotle study revealed it as the most crucial factor for team success, surpassing intelligence, experience, and leadership. This safety isn't merely emotional comfort, but a neurological state where our brains shift from defense to connection. Will Phelps' Bad Apple experiment illustrates this perfectly. When an actor joined teams as a disruptive force, performance dropped 30-40%. Yet one group maintained excellence thanks to Jonathan, who created safety through warmth, humor, engaging questions, and attentive listening. Successful groups display distinct patterns: physical proximity, eye contact, touch, energetic exchanges, inclusive dialogue, minimal interruptions, and small courtesies. These create an environment of both excitement and comfort that signals safety to our brains. When we feel secure, our amygdala shifts from vigilance to social bonding, explaining why collaborative environments consistently outperform bureaucratic ones. While safety forms the foundation of high-performing groups, vulnerability provides the essential building blocks. The highest-performing teams aren't those that hide weakness, they're those that embrace it. United Airlines Flight 232 proves this principle. After catastrophic hydraulic failure, cockpit recordings revealed humble questions and uncertainty. "Tell me what you want, and I'll help you." Though the plane crashed during landing, 185 of 296 people survived. Remarkable, given that when United recreated the scenario in simulators, all 28 attempts ended in disaster. The key difference was the crew's willingness to abandon hierarchy and share vulnerability. The vulnerability loop occurs when one person signals vulnerability and another responds in kind, establishing trust. Harvard professor Jeff Polzer notes that vulnerability doesn't follow trust, it precedes it. Leaping into the unknown, when done alongside others, causes the solid ground of trust to materialize beneath our feet. This principle appears across contexts. Pixar's brain trust meetings, where directors face honest feedback, Navy SEALs conducting after-action reviews regardless of rank, and elite jewel thieves who share risks equally, knowing their fates are intertwined. While safety and vulnerability create connection, purpose directs that connection toward meaningful action. Successful cultures embed purpose into everyday behaviors through consistent signals that link present actions to a meaningful future. Johnson & Johnson's response to the 1982 Tylenol poisonings exemplifies purpose-driven decision-making. When cyanide-laced capsules killed 7 people in Chicago, the company recalled all Tylenol products nationally, a $100 million decision based on their credo's commitment to customer responsibility. This response stemmed from CEO James Burke's earlier culture-building efforts, where managers actively debated and recommitted to the credo. Purpose operates through consistent signals, not grand gestures. Adam Grant's research showed that connecting call center workers to scholarship recipients who benefited from their work increased weekly revenues by 172%. These high-purpose environments consistently reinforce the link between effort and meaningful outcomes. Different goals require different approaches. Restaurant entrepreneur Danny Meyer uses clear catchphrases as decision-making tools for high proficiency. For creativity, Pixar employs structured mechanisms like dailies, field trips, and brain trust meetings to guide teams through the creative process. Coyle's research reveals consistent patterns across diverse groups, from elite military units to successful jewel thieves, suggesting fundamental social mechanisms underlying group success. These patterns transcend technology and point to basic human dynamics. At Bell Labs, the birthplace of transistors and cellular communication, their most productive inventors shared an unexpected connection: regular lunches with Harry Nyquist, a modest Swedish engineer. Unlike Bell's flamboyant leaders, Nyquist was unassuming yet remarkable for two qualities: genuine warmth and boundless curiosity across disciplines. These Nyquists emerge in many successful cultures as attentive listeners who combine psychological safety with deep expertise. They create high-quality connections, brief interactions that energize and validate both parties. Research confirms these micro-moments significantly impact performance and creativity. Their influence demonstrates that culture develops not through grand gestures, but through countless small interactions where people feel genuinely understood and connected, turning groups into cohesive, high-performing units. Coyle's research reveals practical strategies for each cultural element. To build safety, use engaged body language and maintain eye contact. Leaders should admit fallibility and welcome difficult feedback. Create interactive spaces and ensure full participation in meetings. To build vulnerability, leaders must model it themselves. Deliver criticism in person to strengthen relationships. Practice active listening and encourage deeper sharing. Use after-action reviews and brain trusts to promote honest dialogue. Remember that discomfort often signals growth. To build purpose, establish clear priorities with relationships at the forefront. Communicate these priorities consistently across all channels. Use meaningful catchphrases and measure what truly matters. Incorporate physical symbols that represent your mission. Culture is dynamic. It's not what you are, but what you do. It's built through living relationships working toward shared goals. Any group can transform by consistently applying these principles. The culture code centers on courage, the courage to prioritize relationships over individual achievement, to be vulnerable when instinct says otherwise, and to pursue purpose beyond profit. As SEAL Commander Dave Cooper notes, the real courage is seeing the truth and speaking the truth to each other. This courage requires moving beyond comfort into connection. Leaders must abandon the myth of invulnerability and embrace the power of questions. Team members must risk speaking up with ideas. Organizations must measure and reward culture-building behaviors, not just individual results. In an era of technology and AI, human connection skills may become our most valuable assets. While AI can process information and solve problems, it cannot build trust, show empathy, or create meaningful bonds. The future belongs to those who can create environments where collective intelligence thrives, where kindergartners still teach business graduates about collaboration. Culture isn't something that happens to us. It's something we create through daily actions. By mastering these skills, we build better organizations, communities, and ultimately a better world, one group at a time.